the story? So the story is about my father. He's Protestant and he has struggling with a lot of things just because of his religion. So one day he told me that the worst thing that happened to him was being in a jail just because of his religion. I was 6 or 7 years old, I don't really remember the exact year, but it was the time he got arrested because of his religion. Protestant is illegal in my country. The country I came from is Eritrea. He was arrested for almost 2 years. It was terrible for him. At that time, my grandpa died, which is his father. So they let him go to his dad's funeral. He didn't have a long time to stay out of the jail. He was so sad that he lost his dad, that he had to go. Do you have a question?
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. He had to go to the border of the country to run away from the jail. This was the only way that he could be free. Then he went to Ethiopia, which is the border of my country. There were days that the police came into our home and then asked us where my dad is or if we know where he is. And we were pretending that we didn't know anything. One thing that I forget to mention at the beginning, that in the jail, they were letting people to be free if they signed the paper that says I'm not Protestant anymore and then I won't be. But my dad didn't want to do that because he doesn't want to leave his religion. But my dad, so he was praying there, which made him stay longer in the jail. So they were telling him to not pray, to not read the Bible, or to not do anything. But he was doing that make him stay longer in the jail. After 1 year, we went to him and started to live together again in the border of the country. He was always proud of himself that he didn't sign the paper, even though that being in jail for 2 years and doing nothing was the worst thing, but he was just proud of what he did. He told me his story to let me know what he had been through, and I don't often tell this story because I don't feel no one relates to the story. But what the story helped me with was that to realize that to know him better and to realize that you have to sacrifice your freedom for God, and because the God has better life for you. And sacrificing your happiness to what you believe is not painful. The story taught me to believe that there is always happiness after all of the struggles or sadness.
How did you feel? Like, were you nervous when they were coming to see if your dad was there or checking in?
Since I was a child, I was like, what are they gonna do? Are they gonna take us instead of him? So, yeah.
Sounds like something that'd be hard for a young kid to deal with.
That's right, yeah. It was terrible.
Thank you for sharing your story with me.